May it please the court.
Yes, proceed.
The question in this case is whether the revenue laws of Missouri authorize the imposition and collection of a local sales tax on the out-of-state purchase of a boat, motor, and trailer from an out-of-state seller. I believe the answer to this question is that they do not. Now, the decision of this case depends on the interpretation of two revenue laws, sections 32.087.12.2 and section 144.069, which, for all practical purposes, stand for the same proposition. And for ease of reference, I will focus my discussion on section 144.069. In relevant part, section 144.069 provides that all sales of motor vehicles, trailers, boats, and outboard motors shall be deemed to be consummated at the address of the owner thereof, and all applicable sales taxes shall be levied, all applicable sales taxes levied by any political subdivision shall be collected on such sales by the State Department of Revenue on that basis. The Administrative Hearing Commission in this case concluded that this provision operated to impose a local sales tax in this case, despite the fact that the transaction actually occurred in the state of Maryland and not in Missouri. I believe this result is at odds with the General Assembly's intent for the sales tax.
The facts are that you did not pay a state sales tax. Is that correct?
That is correct.
You paid a state use tax, and so interpreting the state laws, the state didn't interpret its own laws to require you to pay a sales tax.
That's my understanding. The director, when we were before the commission, the director acknowledged that that the state had collected a use tax in this case and not a sales tax.
And as I understand your argument, you're saying that Greene County could have a use tax, but they don't. So therefore, you don't know either.
The commission raised some question about whether that's actually true or not. Frankly, I didn't get into that for purposes of this case because it's really irrelevant. Greene County has no use tax, so whether it would apply to this transaction is really not in front of this court at this point.
And you're saying the state use tax cannot be charged unless there's a parallel local use tax, or how does that? What is your argument that the state cannot charge the use tax?
I have no argument against the state charging the use tax in this case.
And in fact, you've paid it, correct?
Correct, yeah. I do not challenge that. The sole issue is the local sales tax.
And just to be clear, you didn't pay any type of tax in Maryland when you purchased the boat, motor, and trailer. True?
That's correct.
And so it's not a double taxation issue.
No double taxation. In my brief, I've analyzed section 144.069 kind of in light of other revenue laws in an attempt to construe it in pari materia with the revenue laws in general. Those include the state sales tax law, the local sales tax law, and the compensating use tax law. I'll try to run through those quickly as time permits. Under the state sales tax law, in section 144.021, the statute provides that the purpose and intent of sections 144.010 to 144.510 is to impose a tax upon the privilege of engaging in business in this state of selling tangible personal property. Section 144.020.1 similarly provides that a tax is hereby levied and imposed upon all sellers for the privilege of engaging in the business of selling tangible personal property or rendering taxable service at retail in this state. And I believe that based on these provisions, and the case law I believe supports this as well, it's generally said that the sales tax is a tax upon sellers for the privilege of engaging in the business of selling tangible personal property and rendering taxable service at retail in this state.
And is this different as a motor vehicle tax, and that it's charged based on registering it here, not on, I mean, if you had registered it in some other state, you wouldn't have been charged that tax by Greene County, would you? It's that you registered it here, not just that you bought it someplace else.
Yes, it's correct that it's the fact that I registered it here that triggered the payment of the tax. But
So they didn't claim just because you lived in Greene County and you bought a boat in Maryland that you owed a sales tax in Greene County? It was only because you came back, you registered it in the state of Missouri then that you owed it?
Well, yes and no. I mean, the registration, I think, triggers the tax in Missouri, but the reality is that the tax is imposed by the statute. I'm not sure, I'm entirely sure, certain of your question, but...
But it's based on the statute in 144.069 that says all sales are deemed to be consummated at the address of the owner.
Correct.
So that's what they're relying on to say, even though you bought it in Maryland, you had a sale of a motor vehicle that was consummated at your home in Greene County.
Yes, I believe that's what the director has relied on. I believe that's what the commission has relied on as well, that basically it's deemed consummated in Greene County and therefore subject to sales tax.
So they're saying it is a sale that occurred in the state of Missouri.
As I understand their position, I believe that's correct.
Even if you hadn't brought the boat, well, we'll ask the state, even if you hadn't brought the boat into Missouri.
Yeah, and you know, one of the problems with that I have with that, and really the essential problem I have with that, is again, the sales tax as described by our legislature is a tax on sellers for the privilege of engaging in business in this state. The use tax, of course, is a tax on bringing property into the state for use here, which is what occurred in this case. Local jurisdictions have use taxes just like the state does. And again, Greene County doesn't have a local use tax in effect, so that's not really an issue here. But and Judge Stith, I don't know if you were alluding to this or not, but I think the commission and the director both have kind of tried to describe the motor vehicle tax as something a little bit different from the ordinary sales and use tax. And I think that this is incorrect in a couple of different ways, not the least of which is this court's case, State Israel Conservation Commission versus LePage, on which the director argued with respect to the motor vehicle sales tax statute, which is not at issue here. That's 144.070. In that case, the director argued that basically the same thing, that somehow the tax imposed on motor vehicles is different from the tax imposed in general on tangible personal property. This court rejected that argument and had a number of issues, another number of things to say about that. The court concluded that section 144.070 simply provides for a different manner of collecting the tax in the case of motor vehicles and trailers and does not purport to impose a wholly different type of tax. The court further said if the legislature had intended to create a distinct tax apart from the general sales tax on these transactions, it would have expressed itself more definitively. I think it's clear that the General Assembly has created a tax system where we have sales and use taxes. As we all know, it's a complementary tax system. The legislature has maintained that distinction, even with respect to motor vehicles.
But your opponent argues that this motor vehicle tax is for the privilege of using the highways and the waterways of our state, and so it's not really true sales tax.
Correct.
So you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, the use tax is, I mean, that would be a use tax, that you're bringing it here for purposes of using it in this state. The sales tax is a tax on sellers. It's just taxing two different things, I believe. I don't know if that answers your question or not.
You're saying if that's their purpose, they should impose a use tax, and the state does, but the locality doesn't.
Correct. I think the state has demonstrated here that there is the means to achieve the equalness in taxation.
And in fact, there's enabling legislation for Greene County to do it if they want to. They just haven't.
Correct. Yeah. So. So in terms of the state sales tax law, I believe that it's clear what the legislature's intent is, which is that it's a tax on sellers for the privilege of engaging in business in this state. Turning to the local sales tax law, the General Assembly has also made it clear that local sales taxes are to extend only insofar as the state's sales tax extends. In section 32.087.5, the legislature has said that the ordinance or order imposing a local sales tax under the local sales tax law shall impose upon all sellers a tax for the privilege of engaging in the business of selling tangible personal property or rendering taxable services at retail to the extent and the manner provided in the state sales tax law.
But of course, as you note, this is different because it's imposed on the buyer. So traditional sales tax rules, it can't be comparable to other sales tax situations because otherwise it'd be imposed on the person in Maryland who sold it. This is by its nature different, and the state tax is different too because it's imposed on the buyer.
I mean, it's different in the sense that, and I think we're getting at the same point. That basically, a tax on a seller doesn't work when you're talking about a dealer sitting in Maryland, mm-hmm. and that's really kind of my point.
Do you know what other localities in Missouri do? Do they collect a similar tax, and do they do it in the form of a sales tax or a use tax, or did that not arise?
I don't know for certain. The Director of Revenue, of course, is tasked with actually collecting those revenues and then submitting them to the local jurisdictions. And so I think that decision is probably made within the Department of Revenue and not by local jurisdictions at all. That's my understanding.
Well, how do the local jurisdictions notify the Department of Revenue to collect the tax for them?
Well, the tax is collected at the time you apply for your title and registration.
Well, I understand. So when you go there, I mean, presumably there are some counties that don't have do not have this. So how, when you go to the local license bureau and they check this out, how does the director of revenue know whether a county has a sales tax, and a use tax, or no tax at all?
Well, the Director of Revenue, as far as I know, or the Department of Revenue uses, I think they have various tax tables that they employ to try and look up to keep track of what the local tax rates are in the various jurisdictions, which I'm sure is no small task. But I know when I purchased this vehicle, that actually occurred here with respect to the motor. I didn't really raise any briefs, but there was an incorrect tax rate applied as to the motor in this case. And that was because I believe they referred to the wrong tax table with respect to the motor. And so I think the Department of Revenue is tasked with trying to keep those different rates straight and apply them and collect them and then submit those to local governments.
Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, do you know what mechanism is used for the local governments to notify Department of Revenue of what their rate is or whether or not they have a sales or use tax?
Well, I think by law they are required to notify the Department of Revenue upon enacting an ordinance that would impose a local use tax or sales tax.
Do you know in this case when they did that, did they say we have a sales tax and a use tax, or did they just say we have a sales tax?
I don't know that they've said either way. I know that in part of the record is the Green County's submission of several ordinances concerning the sales tax. The Director of Revenue has not indicated that there was anything concerning the use tax.
Are there any more questions? You have time for rebuttal.
Thank you.
May it please the court. There's a lot of discussion these days in the political world about consumption taxes. We have a variety of those in the state of Missouri. We have excise taxes that we pay on gasoline. We have gross receipts taxes that we pay on utility bills. We have sales taxes and use taxes that have been discussed here, and we have a motor vehicle title tax. The way in which these are distinguished, in part, is according to where the money goes and who gets to set the rate, especially with regard to taxes where local governments, like Greene County, are able to impose a tax rate and then receive the benefits of that.
And did the Greene County, did it impose a motor vehicle title tax?
Greene County imposed a sales tax, which by law has to be precisely the same as the state sales tax. That is, Greene County can't say we're going to impose a sales tax, but we're going to exempt out motor vehicles or we're going to exempt out food or something else. They have to precisely track the state sales tax, and that's exactly what they did.
But in this case, the state didn't charge a sales tax on the purchase of the
vehicle. I beg to differ, and I realize that we're in this world of semantics, in a sense. It doesn't matter to the state when Mr. Street shows up as to the state portion whether it's called a sales tax or use tax, because it's precisely the same rate. It just doesn't make any difference.
But maybe it matters depending upon where you live whether or not they have a tax.
Well, the local portion, I mean, the argument here is that the local portion would matter, but frankly, it doesn't matter, because what we have here is a motor vehicle title tax.
And has this court recognized that?
No. In fact, this court, in our view, incorrectly described it as purely a sales tax. It is not. A sales tax, in the way we use that term in Missouri, is collected by the vendor at the point of sale. So if we had a motor vehicle sales tax, then that would apply to me. If I go and buy my car at a dealer in Jefferson City, I would pay the tax to that dealer. It would be at the rate in Jefferson City. If I bought a car in Cole County, it would be at the rate in Cole County. We don't have that. We don't have a sales tax on motor vehicles, nor do we have a use tax on motor vehicles in the sense that it's used here. We do under a different statute that's not at issue here.
Okay. So let's assume for sake of argument that I buy a 90cc scooter, which makes it a motor vehicle.
Okay.
And I have no intentions of licensing it.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to drive it on the highway. The kids are going to ride it around the farm or whatever. And so they don't collect any sales tax.
No, nor use tax.
And I don't pay any.
Right.
Have I violated the law?
No, because the only...
Then why did the Department of Revenue send me a bill for sales tax? This is all hypothetical. I just see what you're saying.
I don't know. I mean, the way we collect sales tax in the state of Missouri for motor vehicles is through the titling process. If you don't title, I have to think about that one. I guess technically there is not an exclusion of motor vehicles from the general sales tax law. There's just a provision that says that we deem every purchase of motor vehicle to occur at the place of your residence, not the place of use, like a use tax, not the place of sale, but at your residence. And then we say that we collect it through this different means. I hadn't thought about whether
Let me make it a salvage vehicle then. I buy a motor vehicle. The seller doesn't charge me any sales tax, and I don't title it. I've still purchased a motor vehicle.
And you have to
sales
and,
tax.
And if you're going to get a title, you have to pay
Well,
the
I'm
tax.
Not going to get a title. I'm going to just use it for parts and other purposes. Or I'm just going to drive it on the farm, and I don't need a title.
Then under the titling statute, you wouldn't pay. Now,
what
I don't
about
know
under
that
sales tax?
Under
has it been exempted from sales tax? It's clearly
And can this be binding on the Director of Revenue, he wants to know?
Can my answers be binding on the Director?
Just
no.
Just kidding.
Your Honor, I hadn't thought of that situation. I don't know the answer to that.
So let's say hypothetically I buy a 1300cc Harley.
Yes.
Or actually Robert Clayton might do that, Robert Clayton Jr.
Yes.
And I buy it in Illinois.
Yes.
And I pay sales tax in Illinois, and I buy registered in Missouri because I'll be driving it in Missouri. Do I pay another tax in Missouri?
No, because we give a credit, in essence, for the tax you paid in Illinois.
Could we focus on the actual statute you were relying on?
On 144.440 or 144.069 or both, which I think you have to do.
And that's my question, because 144.069, which talks about that the tax shall be deemed to be consummated, the sale shall be deemed to be consummated, the address of the owner.
Yes.
Specifically says it's for sales tax.
Yes.
It doesn't say it's for a motor vehicle title tax.
It does use the word sales tax, yes.
So doesn't that make it a sales tax and not a motor vehicle title?
No, because it applies to all sales, not just sales in the state of Missouri. It applies to sales outside of the state of Missouri as well. It deems a sale outside of the state of Missouri to have been completed inside the state of Missouri. It doesn't make that distinction.
And has the director uniformly applied it in that manner?
I don't know if the director has uniformly used the word sales rather than use, but the director has
applied it to sales outside of
the director has uniformly charged the same amount whether it's inside or outside, and the director doesn't have to address whether it's sales or use because the rate is the same.
But if the statute says it is for sales tax, how can it apply? How can it be when in the statutes it says that sales tax is for the privilege of doing business in the state of Missouri? So how can all of those apply if the sale doesn't occur in the state of Missouri?
Because you can't read that purpose into covering all motor vehicles. And here's why. Let me give you the example here. If Mr. Street bought his equipment in Maryland and then he used it only in the state of Arkansas, he never brought it in the state of Maryland,
Missouri.
If he wants a Missouri title, he still has to pay the Missouri tax, even though we will all concede that the Missouri tax has that phrase in it as being the purpose. We have set up a tax where we are charging for the title. Now, if he wants to have his boat and trailer and buy them in Maryland, use them in Arkansas, and title them in Arkansas, then he doesn't owe the tax. Mm-hmm. But when he decides he wants to title it in the state of Missouri, then he incurs the tax, because that statute says that when he shows up to get that registration, that we deem his purchase, even though it was in Maryland, we deem it to have occurred in Greene County, and that means it's subject to sales tax, both state and local.
Well, why isn't it really just a method of collection? Because we do require these people who are licensed dealers to send record to the state so
sure
that we know who they sold to and we know what it cost, and we give them a bill of sale.
I don't know that that makes it just a measure of collection. I mean, the General Assembly made a decision not just to collect at that point, but also a decision as to where you hand the credit for that.
Right. Who goes another? So that is, and the reason they did that, isn't it, is because if I live in Rockport, but I buy my vehicle in Kansas City, the tax goes to Rockport, and I'm taxed
right
at the Rockport rate.
Right.
But why isn't that just a matter of a collection technique?
Because
I mean, they could have done it the other way.
The General Assembly made the decision that it is Rockport that will get the benefit of any tax, any sales tax. Any portion of the tax that is allocated or imposed locally or allocated to local government goes to Rockport. Mm-hmm. It goes to the place, presumably, where the vehicle is most likely to be used. It may not be used there, it may be used somewhere else, but it's most likely to be used there. So we've made a decision, for example, in St. Louis County, where you have places that have groups of auto dealers, and yet you have all these, you know, what do we have, 100 and something towns in St. Louis County? We've made a decision that we're not letting all the sales tax revenue in St. Louis County from cars go to those few cities that happen to have all the auto dealers. That was a decision by the General Assembly to make cars different than other things. And so despite the language about for the privilege of doing business, what we have done is we have created a separate approach for motor vehicles that attributes the amount that is paid for a motor vehicle anywhere in the state or out to the place that you happen to live. You could argue about that as whether it's good policy or bad policy. My guess is if you're in St. Louis County and you're one of the non-car dealer areas, you think it's great policy, and if you're one that has car dealers, you think it's bad policy. But it is the policy that the General Assembly implemented in 069.
Is there any constitutional problem in doing that when the sales are outside Missouri?
Absolutely not, because what we are taxing here is not the sale. We are taxing the titling. We call it a sale.
Then what about the language of the statute? Because it sounds like you're taxing the sale.
Because we deem it to be a local sale, but in a constitutional sense, all we are doing is taxing the titling. And that means that we don't have the constitutional problem that is the whole reason why we have separate sales and use taxes. I mean, many use taxes are actually collected by vendors these days, out-of-state vendors, and we have provision for that in the statute. Otherwise, if it's not a motor vehicle, you do it with your tax return. And I dare say there's a good chance no one in this room has ever paid use tax in their tax return. And for motor vehicles, we decided not to do it that way. We set a separate tax.
Where is the statute that says you don't do the tax unless it's titled in Missouri?
Well, the only provision to collect the tax on a vehicle is the provision that says that when you show up, the director collects it at the time that you get your title.
What is our rule of construction regarding tax laws?
Our general rule is that the tax law itself is construed in favor of the taxpayer, and any exemption is construed against the taxpayer.
So if we find that these laws are not as clear as you argue they are, and if we find that they can be reasonably interpreted two different ways, what does our rule of construction compel us to do?
Then you have to decide whether this is an exception from the general rule for sales or use tax, or whether it is the tax. And we would say, if you're going to go that direction, that you would have to say that it's an exception, that the general rule, if you're going to call this a sales or use tax, then you have to say the general rule is these would be covered, and what we're looking at here is an exception.
Well, what did Greene County decide to call it in this case? Did they call it a motor vehicle tax, or did they call it a sales
tax?
No,
Greene County only imposes the sales tax, but in doing so, every single statute under which they acted says that what they enact is a tax that covers that range of statutes from 144.010 to 144.525. And they invoke that overtly in some of their documents, which you can see in the administrative record, but it is implicit in all of them that the only kind of tax Greene County has authority to impose is a tax that covers everything that the state taxes under 144.010 to 144.525, and the motor vehicle purchase is under 144.440 and 144.069. They're in that range. So Greene County not only did, but had to include this in their tax.
Could
so,
Greene County include that in their tax, but call it something else? Title
they could,
it?
They could call it whatever they want.
So they could title the tax with a different name?
They could title it whatever they want. Mm-hmm. There's no requirement. The only requirement is that they meet certain requirements on the ballot proposition, that it can only be in certain increments, they can only do taxes for certain purposes, but they can call it whatever they want. They would not likely call it a motor vehicle tax because, frankly, this is such a small portion of the total that people pay pursuant to that tax.
Because they are imposing a sales tax.
They are imposing a tax on every sale that occurs, not just the ones that are deemed to occur, every sale that occurs in Greene County.
Does Greene County have a use tax?
As I understand it, they do not have a use tax. And that's fairly typical. Jefferson City doesn't have a use tax, has sales tax. Cole County is like that. That's not unusual.
But they could have a use tax.
They could have a use tax.
And could they define their use tax the same way they define their sales tax?
It's the same thing as the sales tax. If they have a use tax, the scope of the tax has to be precisely the same as the state use tax. They can't differentiate because the Director of Revenue collects those taxes, and the director, the legislature decided, is not going to make the director decide, oh, well, this is Greene County, so in Greene County we exclude this purchase, but we include this one. No, can't do that. The only place that the General Assembly has allowed local option are things like the back-to-school sales tax holiday. Other than that, Greene County cannot depart from the scope of the state tax.
But can Greene County choose between a sales tax and a use tax?
Well, they can have one or the other or both, yes. But the use tax wouldn't matter here because under 069, every sale of a motor vehicle to a resident in Greene County is deemed to occur in Greene County. And so what would a use tax matter?
Phrase. You have the last phrase of that statute that says, and all applicable sales taxes levied by any political subdivision
right.
shall be collected on such sales by the State Department of Revenue on that basis.
That is, the state has to collect the sales tax as defined under the provisions of 010 to 525, and that includes the tax under 144.440, which is the motor vehicle tax.
But when it is doing that, it's referring to, and it says sales tax shall be collected on that basis. It does not say all taxes, including motor vehicle taxes,
no,
that are different.
But the beginning of that sentence says we deem every sale to occur in Greene County, which makes every sale subject to the sales tax. And so that last provision says we collect it.
Thank you very much. Any more questions?
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to respond, first of all, to this notion of the motor vehicle title tax. The only reference to that I have seen anywhere comes from the Department of Revenue and the director. I've been through these statutes for the last 2 years trying to figure this stuff out. I've never seen a reference to a title tax. What I have seen are repeated references, including motor vehicles, to the sales tax and to the use tax. Even as they apply to motor vehicles.
How do we know that you paid a use tax rather than a sales tax, a state use tax rather than a state sales tax? What does the record show?
I believe the record actually reflects that it's a use tax on the statement that I have. That would be in the record on appeal. The director also acknowledged that it was a use tax before the Administrative Hearing Commission in response to my complaint. So I don't believe that was never an issue before the commission. This is the first time that's really being asserted.
So opposing counsel says, really, because the statute says the sales deemed to have occurred in Greene County, everything else is pretty irrelevant. If it's, they have a sales tax, it occurred in Greene County, we deem it that way under the statute. So all these other issues and what you call it and so forth don't really matter. Once it's deemed a sales tax, then you have to pay it because you live there.
Yeah, the real problem with that, though, is that you're not just deeming the sale to have occurred in Greene County. You're actually deeming the seller to have done that in Greene County. You could deem a transaction to occur anywhere in the state.
Well, doesn't saying you deem it to have occurred there mean you don't have to worry about the other things, that whatever the definition of sales tax may be otherwise, this is an exception because normal sales taxes don't depend on deeming anything. Here, even though you wouldn't otherwise meet that definition, by statute we deem it to have occurred in Greene County, so we treat it like that.
I suppose you could read it that way. The fundamental problem with that to me, again, is that it conflicts with the very nature of the sales tax as established by the General Assembly. The General Assembly has expressed its very clear purpose and intent for the sales tax, and there's nothing in 144.069 that would suggest to me that it was trying to change the concept of sales tax for purchases of motor vehicles.
Has the director interpreted that statute to only be applicable in the state of Missouri? I thought there was something in your brief that there was.
Well, Thompson versus Revenue, which was the Kansas case, mm-hmm. right? They said it's use tax, not sales tax.
Correct.
Isn't the purpose of these taxes to prevent people from going out making large purchases out of state? It's designed to level the playing field, is it not? And how would your reading promote that policy?
That is the purpose of the use tax. And that is why the state employs the use tax and did employ it in this case. And the state did capture that tax in this case. And again, I don't challenge that. There's no issue with that. The issue is purely a local tax issue.
Right.
Can a local jurisdiction charge a sales tax?
Was the Thompson versus DOR case, is that the case where the Kansas City, Missouri resident purchased the car from the Kansas car dealer?
Yes, I think that's
And then
true.
In that case, the director took the position that it was the use tax because the person lived in Kansas City, they owe the use tax?
I think that's correct, yes.
If you purchased this car in Greene County in Springfield, you would have been paying all of these taxes.
Absolutely.
So because you purchased it in out of state, you think that maybe you should have a little benefit?
Well, it's not really a benefit. It's a matter of the construction of the laws. Did the General Assembly clearly intend to impose a sales tax on an out-of-state transaction? And
you don't think the General Assembly's policy was to treat everybody equally, whether they purchase it out of state or buy it in state?
Well, I think that is the goal of implementing the complementary tax system, the sales tax and the use tax. But there's nothing that says that the General Assembly has to do it that way. That's what is opted for on the state level. And I think that the local governments have the same ability in their ability to enact a local use tax as well as a local sales tax.
And under the state statute, the legislature has taxed a circumstance where the purchase occurred outside the state and that you are using the property in the state of Missouri.
To me it's a use tax situation. The property is being used in Missouri.
Thank you. Any more questions? Thank you very much.